Testing, testing, hot out, bound car. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you ready?
I'm all ready.
You on here? Come on, let's go inside and get started.
Dusty out in that hall.
Hey, get a load of fudge over there.
Oh, would I like to fuck you just once?
Dusty out in that hall.
What's my temperature, Norton?
Oh, come on, let's get moving.
Isn't there any lot here?
Yeah, about 300 pounds.
A 20% percentage.
And now, who is our next guest, please?
Herb, here's our next guest.
Humma, 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 humma.
Ed Norton. Ha, ha. What's this?
The Honeymooners Podcast, the only podcast that is all about the greatest show of all time, with the stars, Joe Conte and Louis Fats.
If they ever institute a Nut of the Month Club, I've got a very good idea who's going to be January and February.
Welcome, fellow raccoons and members of the Women's Auxiliary. What's happening, all you Hurricanes, Bensonhurst Bombers, and all you Andres of the world? You're listening to the Honeymooners Podcast with me, Joe Conte, and my pal, Louis Fats.
Come, come. Now, no hard feelings. Remember, we are raccoons, and all raccoons are brothers under the... Now, forget your... Come on, coon handshake.
Mr. President.
That's a good one. Well, you haven't done Mr. No, President in a while.
Oh, yeah.
The only podcast all about the greatest show of all time. Weird. And the non-productive studios at 328 Chauncey Street in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, also known as Clifton, New Jersey. Subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and leave a positive review, and we'll read them. The home base is non-productive.com/honeymooners. You can get every episode from episode 0 to 121.
One today.
Yep. Yeah. Don't forget to like our Honeymooners Podcast Facebook page, our Honeymooners Podcast group
page
on Facebook, and also follow us on Twitter at Honeymooners1. And if you want to leave a voicemail, the new phone number.
New one. Pay
which,
attention.
I didn't write that down. Okay, hold on. I'll be able to get it. Hold on. I got my...
Oh, I know. It's in 7741.
It's, I forgot it. It's six... hold on. Contact. Let me see. I can't seem to buy the number. It's on the Honeymooners podcast
page. It's on
the page.
You'll see it.
Yeah, but the last four, it's 62. I think it's 628-400. But it's 7741. That's the most important thing. That it's 7741.
Yeah, it is like 400.
I think it's 628-400-7741. But go on there and you'll definitely see it.
We don't want you going 7740.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. And don't forget, if you want to email us, you email us at honeymoonerspodcast@aol.com.
Aren't they ancient?
And if you want, you can go to the page and you can support us on Patreon. What's going on, Lou?
Joe, 121.
Yes.
Got a little tidbit here for you.
Oh.
I'm watching a show on A&E. You've probably seen it. It's about a show about the wrestlers. You know.
Dark Side of the Ring?
Whatever. I don't know if it's Dark Side of the Ring or whatever.
But it's always different stories about
it. I think that one, Dark Side of the Ring, is on... that weird channel, Vice or something like that.
Okay.
This was like an A&E thing where they do kind of like biographical things about wrestlers. So they have on Sergeant Slaughter.
Okay.
His real name was Bob Remus or something like that.
Okay.
So they asked him where he got the name from. He goes, well, I was watching a movie one night, and he goes, and the character's name was Maxwell, I believe he was a lieutenant, Lieutenant Maxwell Slaughter. Who's Lieutenant Maxwell Slaughter? Gleason.
Is it really?
Yes.
And oh, wow.
The movie's called Soldier in the Rain. I believe Steve McQueen's in it with him.
Oh, so this is after Honeymooners.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if it's Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So Sergeant Slaughter got his name from a character, Gleason's character.
That he played.
That he played in this movie, Soldier in the Rain.
Soldier in the Rain.
Yep.
Have you heard anything about the movie? Is it a good movie or not?
I think it's like a comedy, some, you know, like a lighthearted comedy.
Okay.
I
have no idea. All right.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
So that Sergeant Slaughter has a...
Yeah, has a
little,
well...
A little connection to the honeymoon.
Yeah, exactly. Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought, right?
Sergeant Slaughter connected, little weaved in and out.
To the honeymoon.
Honeymooners.
I'm watching like, what? Like, you know what I'm...
Very nice.
See Cleese's face come on him. No, like,
oh, that's awesome.
He didn't call him a maggot either, so I was okay.
Oh, that is great. Very cool.
Yeah.
You were right. It was a very, you told me beforehand, you were like, just a little tidbit,
a little interesting print.
Yeah. Interesting print. So, well, before we really get started, we have to talk about our fantastic sponsor, and that is Silk City Hot Sauce.
Yeah.
Go to SilkCityHotSauce.com, get yourself some of the best hot sauce on the planet. All right, you know it's the best hot sauce because whenever it's around, you just want to.
Hey, well, roll that around your mouth.
It took a long time.
Timing's right there. we are crisp.
And you know why? Because
the most delicious you've ever tasted
exactly,
in your life.
Yes, we're fresh. We're as fresh as the actual, hot sauce. And there's some great hot sauce. There's like the Dragon Slayer, which is maple and fire roasted pepper sauce. The Jezebel, which is raspberry and habanero. And of course, there was the Honey Habanero hot sauce, which is our hot sauce. And you guys sold it right off of the shelves.
Flying off the shelf.
Apparently, it was just as good as Cramden's Delicious Mystery.
It's delicious appetizer.
Yeah. Cranmar's Delicious delicious Mystery. Mystery Delicious.
Mystery Delicious.
Delicious Mystery. Mystery. Yeah, because that's what I want to eat.
I want to eat something.
I want to eat something that I don't know what's in it.
I mean, a hot dog's bad enough.
Yeah. Like
as our mystery food.
Yeah. So what you do is you go to SilkCityHotSauce.com. Hopefully they'll get the honey habanero back soon.
Yeah.
But what you do is you go there and order some of the best hot sauce on the planet. There's different packages you can get. And just order as much as you possibly can because apparently some of them they run out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially ours.
They make good barbecue sauce, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've used them.
I use the honey habanero now. I have one bottle left. I use the whole bottle,
okay.
And I'm not even a hot sauce guy. On the eggs, on different things.
Oh, yeah, everything.
It's fantastic. So what you do is when you go to SilkCityHotSauce.com, place your order, and then when you get to the checkout page, there'll be right in the center of the page, there'll be a place where you can put a coupon code. And what you do is you put two letters there, and those two letters are?
RX.
That's right.
Wow, you hit that one. You nailed that one.
I got that one. Yeah, I'm figuring this out. Yeah, finally. And
it's actually too good for this show. Yeah.
And when you do that, you get a 15% percentage off of your order, and then you can get a free bottle of
cherry sriracha.
I'm sorry, sir. I couldn't think of the word.
It's so dumb.
Stupid. But it's my favorite part of the show.
It really is. I wonder if there's guys that just listen to the show up to this point.
And if they turn it off.
Yeah.
I would, because it's my favorite.
But yeah, so do that, and you're supporting the show.
Yeah, and of course, you're not getting the bottle of cherry sriracha.
Of course, because there's no more cherry sriracha.
For comedic purposes
only. Exactly.
That's our disclaimer.
Just for the timing.
That's our disclaimer.
Yes, exactly. And then, of course, if you're looking to go to... Look, if you want to go to the honeymoon... Somebody called it Honeymooner Con, which thought was great. I forgot who it was, but hey, congratulations. I forgot who it was. I apologize. They sent me a message. Congratulations on the Honeymooner Con. Which is, of course, the Honeymooners Raccoon Convention, April 7th, Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. We already, we're over 50 tickets sold.
50 tickets
we
sold.
We already have one table that Scott Tepperman got.
Yes.
So he's going to bring all of his honeymooner and other memorabilia that he wants to sell. And he's got a nice 6-foot table that he can use. Mm-hmm. And if you are looking to do that too, for instance, look, you pay $30 to go there. And you get all the eats, you know, and you get all the festivities. You get to meet Brian Carney. Get to hang out with us.
You may get to wear the Ed Norton's hat.
You might be able to wear the Ed Norton hat.
Know.
We'll see. We'll see how Brian's feeling, you know. It depends if his back's feeling. And then for, like I said, for $30. Now, if you are somebody who has a whole lot of honeymooner stuff that you're thinking you would like to see if anybody wants to buy any, mm-hmm. you can buy a table, a 6-foot table that will be in the back. And for $100, you get your ticket and a table.
Table.
So it'll be $70 for the table.
Table, right.
So if you want to do something like that,
sell your wares.
Exactly. And hang out with us, and we're going to have a good time.
Well, Scott's got a great picture on the.
Yes.
Which one is that? That's the group page, I believe he put it up.
Yeah, I think
it is. Yep. He put it
on the Honeymooners.
He's got his shirt on.
He's got the new shirt, which, if you guys don't know, the Honeymooners Raccoon Lodge convention shirt, which has that on the front and on the back. It's got official full grown nut.
Yep.
And you can buy them on Uncle Vinny's website.
Yep.
Just go to merch and then click my name, Joe Conti, and it comes up. But go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com, click on April 7th, get your tickets, because at some point we need to, you know what I mean? It's only going to hold so many people. So if we do get close to selling out,
because
I have a feeling now that it's crunch time, you're going to get those last minute, you know, those last minute gifts, you know, the you know, when they got to run out and go buy a you know, a bowling ball bag.
Something like that.
But we're looking forward to it.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to record an episode.
Yeah, we'll do an episode there.
Absolutely. Joe Fernandez is going to be there. And there might be a special guest that might want to come just to hang out.
Okay, not going to say anything because we don't want to.
Because I don't want to get everybody excited and people, if he doesn't come, then. Yeah, but yeah, it's funny. I didn't tell you until now, and you just mouthed the name to me.
I mouthed it to Joe?
Yeah. Because when I saw him, I told him about it, and he was like, "Are you really?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's right there." And he was like, "I got to find out." So, certain pseudo celebrity might, another celebrity might be coming down just to hang out. So, I'll tease it with that, and we should, and also we'll talk about our other sponsor.
Sponsor, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, my lovely wife.
Your wife. You mean to tell me that your wife, look, we got to do that every week. That's the cherry sriracha.
It really is of this one. Your wife. Even if she stops doing this, we're still
going to. We're not going. This is going on.
We got to keep doing it. I don't care. Even if I make up a thing, you know, like Beverly's Hot Dogs. Your wife. But of course, if you're looking to get your travel all of your travel arrangements done.
Yeah.
You don't feel like doing them yourself. You can, and if you want to come to the convention
to the convention, she'll hook you up.
Go to keystothecaribbeantravel.com. Ask for contact my wife, Beverly, and she will help you with all of the arrangements.
She'll even provide you with the paper bags.
Throw water out the window. Yes. So you can, if you want to go on vacation in all the big hot spots, you know what I mean? Mexico, Tibet,
Fred's Landing, stuff like that.
Bismarck, North Dakota,
so many places.
And no fees towards you.
No.
She does it with no fees.
No commission. Everything's right in the price.
Everything's right built in, and she'll get you the best deals.
No surprises.
Best deals. All right. Okay, so now we got to get into episode 121. Okay. So now first, we have to, now we did two episodes with Michael Bruce and Ron Albanese.
Yes, great.
Two episodes in one day, and we had two of our full grown nuts.
Yeah.
One was Anthony Pacifico.
Anthony.
And the other was John Baird.
John Baird.
Now, John Baird is one of Michael Bruce's friends. So, John Baird, he put a post up to say, the Honeymooners podcast, as my great pal Michael Bruce said, the first episode we watched together was the Blabbermouth episode. I believe the year was 1978. The first episode I ever saw was Funny Money. I was around the age of 4. When Norton yells, "There's nobody in here," that is the first thing I ever remember laughing at while watching something on TV.
Oh, man.
That's
nuts. A memory.
Joe and Lou, you do a fantastic job. Thank you so much. With the podcast, you make me laugh. So if you think I should have my head examined for listening, remember, you will find nothing. RX.
Go to Vienna.
Vienna, exactly. And Anthony Pacifico. To what do I owe such an honor? I am humbled.
See, humble too.
As I look around the room and see all of you seated, I am reminded of King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table. So one night, wait, never mind. I think you all heard this before. Sincere gratitude from the bottom of my heart, Anthony Pacifico.
Great, Anthony. Good one.
Absolutely.
Good one.
And so now we have to go and do our new full-grown nut. And I think you guys know how this works.
Find it.
There he is.
Fedele. There he is. The Honeymooners Podcast knights the full-grown nut of the week. Aren't you lucky?
Sure are.
That's it. You'll listen to this all day.
I know. Just over and over and over again.
It gives me real pleasure to present to you this award.
Tom Mohan. Yes.
Tom.
Tom has just shot right up the ladder, man. Because let me tell you something. He found the Facebook group.
Yes.
And he attacked it like Ali Khan would attack
a lion.
A lion.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. He got it right away.
He did.
He understood what most of you guys already understood on how this works.
Yeah.
And clever, funny, interesting, and also knows all the lines like we all do.
Right.
Which is also part of what, you know, part of this whole podcast is.
Oh, yeah.
But just an absolute beast.
He's been killing it.
Like,
he's been killing
like
it.
Like Agnes would say, he's a beast.
He's a beast.
He's a beast. Absolutely. He has been just on. Every other couple days, he puts something in there that is like, that is great. Yeah. I find myself pointing, going, that's great. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just as
now
great.
I only did hope that he listens to the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. I think he does.
I think he does. Like you said to me, Joey,
there's certain
words and phrases that if you use them in your post,
you can tell.
You can tell that you've heard them maybe on the podcast or, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Something's drawing you in that direction.
Exactly. 100%. You're not just, you know.
Yeah.
Because there are people that are just, they're checking out, and hopefully, eventually, they will start to listen to the podcast, and we would love that, you know.
Oh, yeah. We're almost hitting 1,000 on the podcast.
Tom Mohan.
Oh,
Tom. An absolute killer. Yeah. And because
we went to the Board of Nuts. We had no problem.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they said, oh, yeah, this new guy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And you know what? They were like, who was the first person to think about Tom Mohan? And I was like,
me.
And Louis was a little mad because he wanted to say it first.
Yeah,
and he was
like, it brings a tear to my eye and a lump to my throat.
So, Tom, if you haven't noticed.
There's a lot of full-grown nuts around this house.
Yes. And you know what? We did figure out, too, and why you are one of the few that we picked right away.
And you are a stupid head.
Yes. Because you are.
You're a menace to society. You're a menace to me. And you are a stupid head.
So he fits the three criteria.
Yeah, I gotta put that in the actual thing here. All right, there it is. You are a stupid head.
This is a 40-year-old man.
Oh my God!
Saying this to another 40-year-old.
You are a stupid
head.
It is great. So we're gonna continue with the Tom Mohan extravaganza.
That's right.
Speaking of full-grown nut of the week, Tom Mohan. We have something from him.
That's right. It was inspired by him.
Yeah, inspired. And since we love the intros and we're doing all that, we're gonna just do. Where is it?
Everyone's coming.
The Honeymooners Podcast now presents. Here's an item. This is where we have one of our lusciously lovely listeners present some material for this prestigious, proficient program. Oh, dear. I've dribbled all over myself. And now, without any more ado...
Here's an item.
And it just finishes up with Ralph. Here's an item. It's just perfect.
Yeah, it is great.
It's absolutely
great.
Perfect.
Good day.
Okay. Oh, so, Tom Mohan sent us an item. And his item was, is there a lip reader in the house? After Ralph, Young at Heart.
Young at Heart. This is Young at Heart.
When Ralph gives Alice his pin, and then they start playing the music.
Yeah, because Alice goes into the bedroom.
She's all excited.
All excited, goes into the bedroom.
Yep. And now they're dancing in the exit scene.
Them too, yeah.
And he says, put it on, Norton. Now, I didn't realize that he said all of this, but he says, put it on, Norton. Let's go. Do it. I can't wait. Which I never noticed until I watched it because of this. But this is where we need your help, people.
Yeah, we do.
Because Tom then goes, but as the scene is fading out, he says something inaudible. Does anyone know what it is? And he's looking up.
Yeah.
When you see it, and almost like he's saying, like, look at me. Like, yeah. I mean, he's not saying that, but it's, he's giving that thing, like, almost like, woohoo.
Yeah, it's, yeah, and he's got saying like, something. Like, his lips are in that circle, like the woo circle.
Yes.
And so it's got to be something like that.
Right.
But there's something before that, I believe.
Right.
Too. So just try to figure it out. Yeah. It's fun. I mean, it'll be fun. Just try to figure it out.
Try to figure it out. And I just want to play that real quick just so. You can also hear him saying, I can't wait. Which
you'll hear it now.
Heard.
Oh, definitely. Now you'll hear it.
You'll hear it.
Like what we say, you can't unhear it.
You can't unhear it.
Here.
What's put that? This on.
My pen.
Put it on, Norton. Let's go. Do it.
I can't wait. It's like he says, I'm like...
You got to... See, you're in front of the screen watching it. I'm not.
Yeah.
So you can't hear anything. The audience is in a uproar.
The only thing you hear at the end is something, ooh.
Yeah.
Could have been like, you know, I'm feeling,
good. But you can't... If you're just hearing it, you can't.
It is inaudible.
It's one of the things you have to look at.
You got to look at it.
You have to look at it.
So there you go.
There you go, nuts. There you go.
Go ahead.
Just go have some fun with
that. Have some fun with that. And that would be cool.
I know what these gut nuts are going to come. They're going to come up with stupid lines.
Idiotic things he's saying,
leave it there to cattle. It's going to say, This is what I'm expecting.
I know.
Don't do that, I'm going to be disappointed, you guys. But
if you do think you can, you see it.
Yeah.
I would love serious.
Oh, God, yeah.
Serious inquiries are allowed also.
Oh, whoa, without a doubt.
And have some fun with it. For sure. But yeah, so thank you, Tom, for that.
That was Tom. Full grown up.
Is there a Tom? Oh, yeah, Tommy Mullins.
Tommy Mullins? There's four Tommies.
Wait a minute. There's Tommy Mullins, Manicotti.
Tommy Manicotti. Tommy Mullins. Tom, the announcer at the $99,000 answer. If this was a trivia question once, there's a fourth Tom.
Is it
Mullins?
Is there not one at Alice's work? No, right?
No. This is bad. We should know this.
There's four.
There's four.
Right?
Tommy Manicotti.
Tommy Mullins. Mullins.
Tom. Tell them who our next guest is, Tom.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's Freddie Mahler.
Oh, my God.
We should know this.
Yeah, that's a shame.
We'll come back to that. People are probably screaming at us right now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Tommy.
Exactly. You know who it is. So the next thing I want to do is... I would love to play it again, do the Here's an Item, but I think you guys get it. Yeah. It's another Here's an Item, and this one is from the old pro, one of the originals. You guys know,
who
we're
is.
Talking about, and it, of course, is Ira.
Ira.
Okay. The old pro. So Ira... let me see.
Like the OG of the...
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to just get... I just at least want to have it up before I bring it up. And I'm sorry because we don't have... We have to actually go on Pluto now because we don't have them. Here it is. It's from Pardon My Glove. Okay? And
guys out there, Pluto's great.
Oh, it's
go
fantastic.
On Pluto.
It's great. It is great.
The Rolling Order. Boom.
Correct yep. Here.
Yeah, we need to get just free advertising.
I'm muting it. Okay.
Okay. So, another sponsor?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's
not, another sponsor that's not paying us?
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's it's Express Scripts, everybody.
Okay, there you go.
Easy ordering, easy to talk to a pharmacist, 24/7 on reading. Man, yeah. Any medications are delivered right to our door. All right.
Just put the pill in the
Express
milk.
Scripts. Yeah. Rx. So, Ira put, in Pardon My Glove, why did Ralph ask for Norton's help to open the window so they could spy on Alice from the fire escape? I said escape. He said it correctly. Is it possible that window was messed up and he actually couldn't open it on his own? I don't think we ever discussed this, did we? The answer is no.
No,
we did not discuss this. And as I'm waiting for the commercials to end, if you guys can picture in your head, mm-hmm. where I'm going to go bowling, but we're not going to go bowling. Okay.
And actually,
I got it right here. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, that went out with a stone age when people were uncivilized, that's all. I mean, you just can't do a thing like that today.
Well, what am I going to do?
Do what any civilized man would do. Hide a dictaphone here in the room.
Will you let me handle it my way?
Take your car. Here.
Okay. So now, the two bags are on the top hand dress pan drawer.
Yeah, right, on the dresser.
So now, he gives Norton the one bag. And Ralph grabs his bag.
Yeah.
First of all, we open the window.
They're walking towards the window, each one with a bowling bag ball in their hand.
Right.
And then when they're about to open it, he goes to open it. It's stuck. He gives Ed his bag.
Yep.
And Ed puts it on the kitchen table.
Important. Very important.
Right. So now he goes back.
Help me with this.
And now they're trying to open it.
All right, now. Alice, honey, I'm going bowling now.
I love this.
Okay. I'm going too, Alice. I don't hope anybody hit a body up. Okay. Don't worry if I'm not back early. I'm going to stop off after I play and have a little salad.
All right, honey.
Okay, I'm going now.
Now. The bags are still on the table. Mm-hmm. Slam the door. I love the way he slams the thing there. Now they're Laurel and Hardying their way through the window.
Yep.
Now they're out on the fire escape. And now they realize you left the bags on the table. And now Norton has to go in. So he climbs in. He's about to grab them. And now he's scared.
It's like 3 inches from grabbing the bag.
Right, right, exactly. So it's a quick laugh.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, it's great.
And now she comes out. I'll be right there.
I'll be right there.
And now.
It was cool, too. They made her comb in her hair.
Yeah.
So that she's actually doing something.
So she's distracted.
So she could go back into the bedroom.
Right, and she won't notice that the bags are on the table.
Right.
And now Ralph comes out. To go grab the bags. Mm-hmm. And of course, he grabs the bags, comes back, and then busts his
head on the window.
Oh, hello, Ralph. Come in, Andre.
And then, of course, Andre.
Andre.
So, great point brought up by Ira.
Yes.
But the answer is right there.
That's the answer, Ira. We think. So, watch it again. See what you think about that.
Yep.
The reason is the thing gets stuck because they have to set up to putting them bags on a reason to put those bags on the table.
On the table.
It's like when we were talking about when they're on the train.
Yep. Is that Alice?
Yeah.
Oh, he turns, that Alice? Walks that way so he can get in position to be in the right handcuff position.
Right, because the handcuff, it's just a thing to lead up to another thing. And that's what that is.
And that actually gave you a couple of good laughs.
It gave you great laughs.
Absolutely.
Great laughs.
So We'll let all you guys think.
Yeah, that's what we think.
That's what we think.
You guys,
we're not experts.
No,
of course we have a podcast, but 33 costing us.
That's true.
But a great point to bring up by Ira, and I think that's the answer.
Yeah,
because when he first did that, I'm like, wait a minute, that's a really interesting point.
Yeah,
and then as soon as I watch it, and of course we all watch it. To look for these things now.
Mm-hmm.
Once he brought it up, now we're watching it for that reason, and you see it. And I think that's right.
Because when Ralph says to Norton, here.
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 Take it. because you can't have them on the top pan, dress pan, draw.
No, because you can't. They got to be out there.
They got to be. Yeah.
They have to be there in sight so they can run in and get them.
Run in and get them. Yeah. And then you get the laughs.
Right.
Yep. So another here's an item, which another successful here's an item,
yep.
which is going to be a big part of the show.
Yes, moving it's forward. Be forward.
A huge part of the show. But trust me, guys, there's a lot of here's an items that we got. So so now we want it. Now, this
Before we go.
Go ahead.
In that, also, we were talking about a line that Andre jumped.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We can watch that.
You can watch that, too, and listen to it.
My dear, is it safe to come in? Okay. Is your husband gone?
Oh, yes, it's safe. He's gone. He won't be home until...
People are screaming, Joe.
Howling.
They're screaming.
Because they know. It's like the. It's like this knowing that they're right there.
Mm-hmm.
He's furious, and now he's catching them. And I bet you almost the audience is like figuring out what are they going to think that they're actually talking about.
Yeah.
How is it going to be worded? And I know they're not thinking it, but subconsciously it's like, what is going to happen here?
Yeah.
Because think about it. They're watching it literally for the first time. They have no idea what's going
to
happen.
And they're just trying to see Ralph and Ed through the window.
Yeah.
Which is, it's probably difficult from a studio audience to really capture, especially their face, Gleason's
the
facial
expression,
expressions
are
unbelievable.
Which are priceless.
Oh, exactly. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So,
So, but then you caught Andre, he
kind of jumping his line.
Here we go. Let me,
Oh, good. You know, I feel a little uncomfortable about this. I usually like to get the husband's approval.
Well, you know, right after you left, I was kind of thinking it over. You know, when you left this afternoon, and I thought maybe I'd tell him, but it's so much more fun this way.
So now, I love this because think about how truly edgy this is for the time.
Yeah.
Because this is basically, he's thinking that they're having an affair. And what they're saying sort of makes sense, but doesn't make sense.
No,
and what is he thinking that they're meaning?
Yeah.
Especially when he's like, well, sometimes I like to have the husband's approval. It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, like,
he wants your husband's approval if you're going to have an affair?
Yeah, like, it doesn't make sense.
But because he's in such a frenzy, he's just incensed that everything that he's saying, although confusing, is still getting him very mad.
Well, you said before when we were setting this up about Norton actually being the logical, always a logical one.
Yeah.
Saying, just call her out here.
Call her out here. Right when we were watching it before, and he goes, well, why don't you call her out here and clear it here.
Clear it here.
Yeah. And of course, if he would have done that,
it would have been
she would have been like, okay, you got me. Right. Andre is an interior designer from, what is it?
Where is he from?
Bowser's? I don't know. I forgot.
That's vacuum cleaner people. Where's he from? He's like from Bloom Gardens or Sodom.
Yeah, whatever. One of you guys know.
You'll know the story.
And so, again, Norton actually has the solution to get this thing out of it. But, of course, Ralph. And I love, because Gleason always talks about the scheming. This is a scheme. Even though it's not a money scheme, but it's a scheme
it
for
a
him
scheme.
To find out what is going on. It's a scheme.
Uh-huh.
It is still a scheme because we're going bowling, but we're not going bowling. He's got to try to outsmart everybody. All right, here we go.
All right, my dear, but you know, sometimes the husband comes up with a pretty useful suggestion.
Well, I really think this way.
Their confusion. Yeah.
You know, Ralph has such old-fashioned ideas. He'd just make things difficult for you.
I see.
Then think of that line, people. Think of that line. And think how hilarious that line really is. All right, here we go.
Well, I've got it all arranged for tomorrow morning. What time does your husband leave?
Well, usually about 7.
7? I don't suppose it's possible to get him out any earlier, is it?
I could try, but I don't want to do anything to make him suspicious.
All right.
I mean, you know, I've gotten along this far without his catching on, and I'd certainly hate to do anything to spoil it now.
All right, I'll be here at 7.
Right there.
There it is.
That was a jump.
he thinks Louis says, first he goes, all right.
All right.
And then she finishes what she's saying. And then he says,
starts,
all
right. He starts it all right again.
And then he says, we'll come in a 7 minute. Yeah. And so. I think you're right. I think he jumped his line.
Jumped his line.
A little bit. A little bit. Really? And no harm, no foul. Yeah. Andre
and he winds up calling
fine.
Them the Cranstons.
Mr. Cranston. Yes, that's Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad up there hiding on the fire escape. But what a good little find.
Oh.
You know, a find. Now, did you already know this?
What? The
jumping the line?
No, I just saw it now.
This was now.
Yeah, just so watching it.
Again, because of something that we were looking for, we found something else.
Like the whole
thank
show
you, full grown nuts, Ira, all of you guys.
Ira, I hope that explains it to you.
Yeah,
you know, it should be. Maybe it's just a.
It sounds legitimate.
It does sound legitimate.
So all of you guys, go back, watch it. Yeah. I know it's torturous. You have to watch an episode, but you know, give it a shot. You know, and if you don't like it, you know, or if you have an idea, you don't want to email us, you can mail us a letter, and that'll be at a 33
Constitution.
I just love doing that. Oh, my God. Okay. So while I'm getting this other one, explain to them, because we're going to go to my aching back.
Oh, okay.
I never heard this.
I didn't use my opening today because we're going to use the piece in that. I had two openings. I went to the Mr. President opening. I had another one done. I was going to do the Charlie speech with the trophy. When he hands Alice the
trophy. Oh, okay. That was going to be the first
one. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, player of the
and
year.
And, of course, you saw something.
And I saw
which
something.
Which made you say, I'm not going to do that because
now,
I need to do something.
Yeah, because after that, now Charlie and Freddie leave.
Correct.
Okay, and it was not that. I could never understand that too. Like Freddie didn't go to work today. You work with him, Freddie, didn't you? Didn't you see him? So they leave, and then Gleason comes in, Ralph comes in,
right,
and he says,
"Now Trixie's in the room.
Trixie's in the room. She just got back from her sister's." Or
now, do you want me to play it first?
You play it.
Okay,
you got it. Have you got it up there now? It's ready to go.
No.
Okay, so we'll keep on talking.
Yeah.
So buy some cherry sriracha. So Gleason comes. No, that wasn't it.
Around here, I wear.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
So go ahead. While the
commercial's rolling.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ralph comes in the door.
Correct. From work.
He's got his
lunch because
box.
He's got the. He passed with flying colors.
Passed with flying colors. You don't have to worry about Alice and the whole bit. You know, he passed his physical.
His scheme worked.
The sleep, the apparently. Sleeping pad worked.
Yeah, the sleeping pad worked.
I still like to know what happened with that. Norton sitting down eating that chicken at the table. Like, what happened after that?
The load of fried chicken.
Load of fried chicken, and then he sits down and eats. Like, how long did that go on?
Exactly.
So anyway, where was I? So Gleason comes in.
Correct.
And Trixie's standing there. Alice is there, obviously. And like Joe said, he's all happy because he passed his with flying colors.
And they won.
They won, right? So flying colors. And he says something to Trixie that I kind of never noticed before. But as he's saying it, he turns his back, which is very un-Gleason-like, you know, and...
Because he puts his lunchbox
on the dresser.
Right.
On the dresser. And as he's putting his lunchbox, he starts saying something to Trixie. Dusty out well.
Thank you.
And he starts saying something to Trixie, and it's kind of like, it's like mumbled.
Right. It's not really important or pertinent to the scene at all.
No, it's just like he's filling something in there to get, you know, just... to get the thing rolling, that he's in good mood, he comes in, and Alice knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Trixie knew what went on,
correct.
So she goes upstairs.
Yep, upstairs.
Upstairs. You know,
upstairs.
Pounds the table and goes upstairs. So she goes upstairs to get out of it, just to get out of the scene.
Yep.
But before she leaves, he says this to her, and we're going to play it. Is it keyed up?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. You on
here? Fool me when he said that he was... gonna go right to bed and get a good night's sleep. Hmm. He went bowling, hurt his back.
Oh, hiya, Trix. I just was up in here.
Yeah, I gotta get upstairs. Oh, boy. Bye, Al.
You hear that?
You hear that?
I never heard that.
Yeah.
I was just upstairs
in your apartment.
Yeah, like there was a, it was like, I was just upstairs,
in your apartment.
And it doesn't make, like, yeah, why was he upstairs?
Now, play that again. Does Trixie,
she goes, I need to get upstairs.
Yeah, but does she kind of step on the end of his line?
And children.
Play it again.
Yeah. Telling you, trying to fool me when he said that he was going to go right to bed and get a good night's sleep. He went bowling, hurt his back.
Oh, hiya, Trix. I just was up in here.
I got to get upstairs. Oh, boy. Bye, Alice. I'll see you later.
All right, Trixie.
He does the Oliver Hardy wave. I never noticed that. Oh my god!
It also sounds like he knocks on the door before he comes in.
Does he?
Well, me, when he said that he was gonna go right to bed and get a good night's sleep. He went bowling, hurt his
Oh, hiya, Trix. I was up in here.
I gotta get upstairs. Oh,
I was just up in your apartment. So.
He came home from work,
right,
and went upstairs.
Went to go see Norton first. Maybe
probably?
He wanted to go talk more about the match.
Or maybe to tell him that everything went fine with the sleeping pad work.
Right, the sleeping pad work.
That's logical.
Yeah.
That could happen.
Right. But the reality is, did the script call him to say that, or was it just him to say, Hey, Trix, how are you doing? How was your trip or whatever? Because she just got back from a trip, right?
Yeah, we have to come back for her sisters.
Right.
That overnight stay with that overnight stay with the huge baliche she's carrying with her.
But again, never noticed he said that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't pertain to anything.
Nothing. It's a nothing line.
It's a nothing. It's of no consequence whatsoever. I understand. Maybe it's just
being colloquial with Trixie because I guess he's in a good mood.
Right, he's in a great mood. Why wouldn't he be? Right,
he won the
tournament.
Yeah.
And he passed with flying colors.
And then he probably did go upstairs to tell Ed that the scheme, one of his schemes, finally worked. But it didn't work.
Because
so I mean, I could see that just trying to in a happy mood.
Ooh. Yeah. Absolutely.
In a happy mood.
Yeah, because even the way he waves to her. Waves to her. Bye-bye.
I think you said that.
He was in such a good mood. And just because I just want to, just for the rest of it, because I just, until she says, how about, we want you to have some of this. Because it's just fun now to just watch.
Boy. Bye, Alice. I'll see you later.
All right, Trixie. Yeah.
And she's got that.
Hi, Ralph. How did everything go?
Oh, fine. Passed the physical with flying colors.
I'm so glad. Now, wasn't I right to tell you not to go bowling last night, Ralph?
Yep, you sure were. Now, is there anything
to eat? Because, you know, if you'd gone bowling, you might have hurt your back.
Might have.
Well, I might have at that.
Might have.
Argue with logic. What are we going to have to eat now?
Is that the correct might have at that? Or I might.
It's just his Brooklynese.
But it's might have. What is it?
Might have at that. Yeah.
Okay. I figured that was correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know how much you enjoy bowling too, Ralph.
Well, you
but
know.
It's just a game. Well. And driving a bus is your livelihood.
That's right. If it's a toss up between the two.
Yes.
What do we got to eat now?
Gee, it must be a terrible disappointment to a team, Ralph, when the star player doesn't show up.
Yeah, I guess they just have to go ahead and lose.
By the way, what happened with your team last night when you didn't show up?
I guess they lost. What's for supper?
They couldn't win without you?
I don't think so.
No. Well, I'm glad you made your decision last night, Ralph, and stuck
so
to
confident.
It. Thank you. Is there anything to eat now I'd like to eat?
I know that if you had to make that decision again, you would make the same decision you made last night, wouldn't you, Ralph?
Positively, absolutely, and certainly. Now,
certainly.
Can I please have my supper? What's for supper?
Why don't you start with this?
Turns into a poor soul instantly.
Yep.
Just great. And I love it. It's just another tiny little
thing. To
they call them, I think they call them Easter eggs now on TV.
Oh, like, so they call them? Okay.
Or like if you see something on a show that was kind of put there on purpose, but never, pointed out.
Right.
They call them Easter eggs.
Okay.
This isn't quite that, but still this for us, for us,
God, they're always looking for something new.
Like, always new and different. And we've seen these shows literally hundreds and hundreds of times. It's an Easter egg. Yeah. These are just fantastic. Yeah. This is great. Oh. I am very, very happy about this. All right. Well,
John, before we get into, would you like to discuss a little thing about, maybe we're talking about that bowling tournament?
Yeah. Okay. Right.
We may have discussed this in an earlier episode.
Okay.
But we could do it again. It doesn't matter for people who are going over there.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
bowling teams. I had to Google this. Cause I'm not a bowler. You know.
Right.
Yeah. And was wondering, like, they're naming the guys on the team. And I'm saying, well, it's, and I always thought there was four guys to a team.
That's what I would have assumed.
Well, they said there's actually five on a team. You could play two, threes, fours, or five, okay, whatever you want. But I'm saying they said
maybe you have five. So if like somebody can't make it, there's
whatever. I don't know
guys.
If all five bowled or just said a normal team would have five guys. Because I was saying because we have Ed, you got Ralph, you got Freddie, you got Charlie, you got Eddie Malloy, you got Herman Gruber. That's six guys.
Okay.
So now I'm just thinking, like, well, maybe Herman was just, because he's the one that was going to put out the spread.
Correct.
So I'm thinking, well, maybe Herman's not a bowler. He's just there to put out the spread if they win.
Yeah. Hang out.
Just hanging out with them.
A way to get away from their wives.
Yeah, get away from their wives, which is nothing wrong with that. And and I just thought that that was interesting. If Herman was a bowler or not a bowler, because he'd be the sixth guy.
Herman Gruber.
Herman Gruber.
Bowler or not bowler?
Non-bowler. Bowler. Is he just there for the setup? The victory setup?
Or for the setup
victory,
of...
The victory feed, as they call it.
Is that what they call it?
I think they call it a victory feed. So, and he said we'd always give it off to the Bayonne Bunch. Remember Norton said
Bayonne
that?
Bunch.
When
absolutely.
They knew Ralph wasn't going to bowl?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good. I like that. I like that.
And somebody did post on one of them honeymooner things a Neapolitan knockwurst recipe.
Really?
I don't know if they got out of a book or something, but there wasn't. It's basically, you know, like we eat sausage and peppers. And
correct.
Stuff. It just hit it with knockwurst.
Oh, okay.
No, and sausage and peppers. And,
that might,
you know,
I
so
actually
like,
enjoy, I enjoy it, knotwork. I like it.
Do you like
it? Yeah. I like corned beef, too.
Okay. Well, I do, too.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, but the knockwurst was just in place of the sausage.
Gotcha.
So everything else was just regular Neapolitan.
Okay.
So,
gotcha.
So that's, all it, that's basically all it was.
Neapolitan knockwurst. I can't believe there's actually a Neapolitan knockwurst. That's great.
Somebody posted the recipe.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Oh, another thing. I'm going to keep on coming with these things.
Yeah.
The phone number. Remember?
Yes.
Bensonhurst 07741.
Right.
And somebody posted the actual TV guide listing of that episode.
Oh,
and
that's
the name
right.
of the and the name that they put on there, they called it Bensonhurst 37741.
Because
remember, we know it was dubbed over.
Right.
And we were trying to read the lips of what the number would be, because it was actually a real working number.
It was a real number. That's why they
so they had to change it. But it's Bensonhurst 3 instead of that 0.
Okay. That's probably, yeah, that's I think that's it.
That's what it is. And there was plain as day in the TV guide.
Absolutely. And also, speaking of numbers, the actual number for voicemail to call, 628-400-7741.
So you were right before.
41. I don't know if I got the 628 part.
No, you did.
Oh, I did.
You did. Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
So 628-400-7741. I can't do it any other way except 7741. All right.
All right, that's it, Joe. I don't have anything else.
No, I think we have more than enough. So now what we want to do is
before I think of something else.
Get to Louis' 161st favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
162 or, last week, right?
Yeah. Or actually, you know what? It's your 75th.
Yeah.
75.
Yeah. Okay.
$75.
I'll take that.
$75 laying around.
Laying around.
I got to keep using numbers that are part of the show.
Yeah.
75. It's Louis' 75th favorite bit of the show. And you guys all know what it is. And here it is.
Now, Tom, who is our first guest, please? Our first guest, ready to leap the first hurdle on his way to the $99,000 answer, is our
comedian from Weehawken, New Jersey, Joe Conte. Thank you. Thank you.
I want to see the expression on your face when you miss it.
Wow. Very, very mean heckler. Man, I mean, I've had some mean hecklers in my day, but she's the meanest.
She's the meanest heckler. It's like the hippiest critter.
Hippiest critter. All right, what do you got for me?
All right, Joe, from Professor Walter Newman.
Professor Walter Newman.
Who's been on fire lately.
Yeah, he has.
Professor, he digs deep to these things. All right, being that we were talking about the bowling team.
Okay.
Bowling tournament.
That bowling tournament.
Okay. Where is Freddie's mother-in-law from? Remember they mentioned it? When Norton's trying to convince Ralph to come and he's coming up with all these reasons.
Right.
Eddie Malloy's wife-to-be.
Right.
Of course, the wedding may not come across when she gets the shellacking.
Right.
And then Freddie's mother come from.
No, I'm doing the how many times the dollar bill has appeared on.
Want a hint?
One hint.
Is Ira.
Kanazi.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. That's a great, that's actually a very good question hint.
I think the hint was better than.
Yeah, the hint was better than the question.
When you connect those two, shows you how sick you
Kanazi.
Are.
Kanazi. Oh, wow. Oh, that's great. That's a good one. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well.
I'm all the way from Kanazi.
Listen, who can we thank? We have to thank Silk City Hot Sauce, obviously. Thank all of you full-grown nuts and this week's full-grown nut, Tom Mohan. All of you who listen, all of you who are just killing it in the Facebook group.
Oh, yeah.
Just killing it.
Got over like 2,000 people, right, Joe, in that,
yeah,
that group? Yeah. Yeah. We're almost hitting 1,000 in the podcast group. We're almost up to 1,000.
Up to
1,000. I think we're at 971 last
time
I looked.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. All of you who listen, email us, comment on Facebook, all you fraternity members and future fraternity members, because there's going to be lots more of you, trust me. Share episodes of our YouTube videos or share these episodes on your social media. Maybe you got some friends that are Honeymooners fans. They might enjoy
it. Yeah.
Yeah, they might enjoy it. And, you know, especially, you know, directly with some of your pals in the sewer or at the bus depot. And if you want to follow me on all my social media platforms, it's Joe Conti Comic. That's Conti with an E. And don't forget, April 7th, 2024, come down to Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club for the Honeymooners Podcast Raccoon Convention.
Get your merch online.
Get your T-shirts. Mm-hmm. He's going to have raccoon hats.
He's selling them there.
Absolutely. And you get to meet Brian Carney, the one and only Brian Carney. And you can hang out with us, too.
Get to meet us.
Joe Fernandez will be there.
You can meet Joe Fernandez.
Absolutely. You get to meet Joe Fernandez. And Ron Albanese and Michael Bruce. And Dino from Uncle Vinny's will be there.
It'll be all these people. Are here. Get to meet them all.
Absolutely. All right.
Take pictures with him.
Absolutely. Take pictures. Maybe wear the hat. Check out his Oscar.
Yeah.
His Golden Globe. Mm-hmm. All of that. And Brian probably has tons of pictures of his father that he showed us, and they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So, what can I say? Episode 121 in the books. For me and Louis Fats, we say we'll see you next time.
E pluribus raccoonum. Night all.
We'll have to do this again real soon.
How about tomorrow night?
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.